HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about festivals, events, and destinations around Colorado. This is the lineup for June 8th through the 10th, 2012. And now the festival season is in full swing, I urge you to hook up with me on Facebook and Twitter, because it's an impossible task to share everything I'd like to share here on the radio show. First up, it's the Taste of Fort Collins this weekend. Food events take place around the state, and it seems most towns now have one. And these festivals are a great way to introduce your taste buds to new restaurants in your community. Fort Collins has a thriving food scene, and new restaurants are cropping up every month. 41 restaurants are participating in this year's Taste. Marketed as a family-friendly event, festival goers can even vote on their favorite restaurant at the Taste. Last year's People's Choice winner was Jack's Fish House. For more on this two-day tasty affair, go to tasteoffortcollins.com. I am not a car nut, and I can't tell you the first thing about an engine. However, I love vintage cars, so I really enjoy attending the Colorado Nationals held at the ranch in Loveland every year. The event features over 1,500 rods, custom, classic, and muscle cars through 1972. There are vendors and manufacturers' exhibits, a swap meet, a model and pedal car show, an autocross competition that's very exhilarating, and a lot more. Even if you aren't a gearhead, I know you'll have fun at the 15th annual Colorado Nationals running this Friday through Sunday. Get all the details at good-guys.com. Look under events. The famous Greeley Blues Jam is upon us. It starts in downtown Greeley this Friday, and the ticketed event is Saturday at Island Grove. 11 hours of nonstop blues await the avid fans of this annual music festival. Learn more at greeleybluesjam.com. Two events are happening in the tiny but fabulous town of Lyons, Colorado this weekend. It's the Lyons Outdoor Games, and the Oscar Blues Burning Can Festival is back. The games were created 11 years ago to celebrate mountain sports such as kayaking, mountain biking, fly fishing, chainsaw carving, and more. There are numerous clinics and exhibitions by some of the world's most elite athletes. The Burning Can is a festival of canned beer featuring over 25 breweries and hosted by Oscar Blues Brewery. This is a quintessential Colorado weekend in Lyons. Check it out online at lyonsoutdoorgames.com. It's Wool Festival in Estes Park on June 9th and 10th. This is one of the largest all-natural fiber markets in North America, featuring demos, contests, a children's tent, exhibits, and the sale of fiber animals like alpacas. In its 22nd year, this event draws more than 10,000 to the beautiful town of Estes Park, Colorado. One of the more interesting features of this event is that you can learn how to pack a llama for hiking or hunting. I've always thought it would be interesting to hike the backcountry with a llama. Learn more at estesparkcvb.com. Two popular summer events get underway this weekend, including my personal favorite, the Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur, running through the end of July, and the Colorado Shakespeare Festival in Boulder, running through mid-August. It's Parker Days this weekend, a family event that has been taking place in Parker, Colorado, for 30 years. There's a parade, carnival, and tons of activities for all ages. More at ParkerDaysFestival.com. Southwest Colorado is a destination that should be on your radar this summer, and June 7th through the 10th is the 34th annual Pioneer Days in Crawford. Outhouse races are the highlight of this celebration of the Wild West that also features lots of live entertainment, vendors, a cowboy cook-off, parade, and lots more family fun. Learn more at CrawfordCounty.org. As a reminder, if you are looking for a way to keep the kiddos busy this summer, be sure to check out your local museum. Many are offering workshops, exhibits, and other programs aimed at entertaining and educating children. That's all the time I have for this week's radio show. Be sure to join me on Facebook at HeidiTown.com on FB and follow me on Twitter for more festival and event information. The town is also on Google+. Thank you for listening, and until next week, I hope to see you online or at a festival near you.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.